welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 214. And do you remember last episode, Rob and Gabe? We have Gabe Castro here, of course.
Yeah.
GameCube.
Do you remember when we were talking about how it was weird that Konami Hyper Soccer was called soccer, and even though it was only released in PAL regions? Well, it turns out, I was looking into it, in Asia, it is called soccer. Right. So, oh, you knew that?
Oh, yeah, but because it's a Konami joint.
Well, because they made the game, since Konami made it, that they probably just called it what they know it as, which is just soccer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, instead of football.
Right.
So, I just thought that's the reason why. I thought that it was called football everywhere in the world except for the United States.
Oh, I always thought it was just Europe and Australia.
Well, yeah. No, you're probably right, actually.
PAL region.
Any PAL regions, yeah. So, you know, that just explains that, you know. And then also, you know, at one point we were talking about how exciting billiards, I mean. Oh, wait, what was it? Or some exciting game. I think exciting billiards, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about, at one point I said something about it being pre-Konami drums, you know, because drums start getting really crazy at a certain point with Konami. No, what was it? Exciting boxing. That's what it was. But exciting boxing. I was saying exciting boxing was pre-Konami drums, but it might not have even been someone at Konami that composed it. It might have been a human that developed exciting boxing, and Konami published it.
Right.
So that was for this game with the blow up doll, you know. So anyway, just wanted to say that too, you know, that it was pre-Konami drums, but it might not even been Konami anyway that developed it anyway. Okay, so that's that.
By the way, I forget which user it was that either commented or submitted an email that said that in Italy, soccer or football is pronounced in something entirely different.
Oh, really?
Calcio.
Oh, okay.
Calcio.
Well, there you go.
Or C-A-L-C-I-O, however you pronounce it. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm just adding a little too much sauce on that one right now.
Too much sauce. So you remember how I was talking about the game Baba Is You last episode? Mm-hmm. I spent 156 hours on this game, and I never beat this one level. I spent 27 of those 156 hours I spent on this one level, and I just could never figure it out. And I don't know, maybe one day I will, but gee whiz, that's too bad. I just almost was, I was so close to 100%ing this game, and I didn't.
Is this the only one left?
Well, it's...
Oh, it unlocks
it's, It unlocks things. One or two other levels that I haven't played, but I think I can beat those easily. I just have a feeling I can. But, there's this one that just got me stumped. And, anyway, that's that, you know. I haven't really been playing it anymore, but, it's too bad. But maybe one day I'll figure it out, and I don't want to, I'll never look it up, of course, because I don't look stuff up ever. Rob?
Yes.
What do you got?
Oh, top of the show business?
Yeah.
Well, first of the month, first Thursday of the month, every month, Ground Control, I will be DJing, and it's been going very well. I've been tossing in lots of new jams in there, so you got to come see me.
I'm seeing you right now.
There it is.
Gabe, what were you saying? You were saying asking me something or something.
Oh, right? I was asking you if you ever beat a Contra Hardcore from Genesis.
Yes, definitely. Did all the different and
That's
different
routes.
Did all the different routes and you know different endings and stuff.
It's crazy to me. Like it's just so hard to me. Like,
really?
Every other Contra game is no problem.
You got to learn it.
Yeah.
But once you learn it,
the thing about it is it's kind of like a boss rush versus other Contra games. Like there's bosses all the time. Like every level has like a couple or a few bosses.
Yeah, there are some bosses in there. Yeah.
And it's just nonstop, and I don't know. It's so hard to me. I just have no success. I can get to the third level, and that's it.
I think that I mean, it's probably challenging, I think, but I think that you just got to keep practicing and learning the patterns, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I could beat Contra without dying. Super C is no problem. I could beat Contra 3 on hard, but hardcore? It's too hardcore.
Really?
I'm trying. I'm currently trying. Every day I play it maybe an hour.
You just got to practice.
Yeah,
practice.
No, I am practicing.
Once you learn, you get further and further, you know?
Yeah, no, it is happening, but very slowly.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough.
Well, one day it'll be Contra Easy Core for you.
Contra Easy Core.
Who do you use? Do you have a preference?
I think the best character is maybe the robot thing.
Because you can double jump, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that was the most effective character.
Okay.
But I think I played through it with every character, though.
Wow. I've been doing the Lance kind of guy and Array, I guess, and the Wolf. The werewolf. Fang,
yeah. I think the robot was the best character for me. Like, was the easiest character to use, I think.
Okay.
I think. I forgot. It's been a while since I played it. I remember user St. John was it him? Who sent? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, gosh, I should know that. But I'm pretty sure that was user St. John who, sent that over. Hmm. I hope that's right. I think that's right.
And also, it just seems so much faster than every other Contra game.
I mean, yeah, it's hard, you know? It's hard.
I'm trying.
I think it's hard.
I'm working on it.
I want to just... I mean, I hope I'm right about that. I'll have to look it up at one point. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely St. John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, he sent it to you?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Okay, well then, let's get into it then, huh?
Yeah, let's jump right in.
Another free play. I mean, of course.
Who's going first?
Oh, should we also mention that Rob and I were on this on a different video game music podcast recently?
Oh yeah,
Rhythm and Pixels. Check it out.
Yeah, good guys. Good guys doing good work.
Rhythm and Pixels. It's a video game music podcast, and Rob and I we hung out with them and shared a couple tracks, and I shared a track on there that there's no real opportunity where you would ever hear that on this on our podcast, so because it was a cover.
Oh sure,
it was a cover of a Beyond track. So Beyond, it was a Beyond Meat track.
Beyond Meat. Yes.
Yeah, Beyond Meat.
Have you had one of those burgers yet?
I've had a Beyond Burger, and I've also had the Impossible Burger. My opinions on the Impossible Burger, well, at least at one place that I had it, I thought that it was actually pretty possible.
Possible.
Meaning I didn't think to myself impossible. I thought to myself, this is possible. What I'm trying to say is I didn't think it was that, you know, it didn't quite live up to the hype, you know.
Sure.
The impossible hype. It was possible. Yeah. It was possible.
Totally possible. Possible.
What is it, like soy?
I
haven't had one. I want to try one.
I don't remember, actually.
The Impossible Burger does contain soy.
Okay.
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 You got that right.
But you know what? The Impossible Burger 2.0 is gluten-free. In case anybody cares about that, which I don't. I mean, I like gluten.
You like that wheat?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I eat a lot of vegetarian and vegan stuff. I'm not a vegan nor vegetarian, but I do like stuff with gluten.
Extra gluten?
Well, yeah.
The glute. Wait, so who's going first?
You go first, of course.
Okay.
Episode 214.
Let's say yesterday was Sunday.
Yes.
So, I believe it's time for a little Sunday session. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Saint Dragon.
Yes.
Area 2. This is an arcade game from Haleco.
Haleco.
Isn't that how it was in that intro, that game we played?
No, they did say Jaleco, but...
Jaleco.
They go Jaleco.
Jaleco. Okay.
Jaleco.
Jaleco. Area 2.
That reminds me... Hold on. That Jaleco, talking about Jaleco, does remind me of something that we were going to maybe talk about, right?
Do you want to do that right now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Play it right now.
Well, because we were talking about it. Talk about it.
The Global Gladiators, Mick and Mac.
Rob says to me before we started recording, "Hey, you know, you remember that game, Mick and Mac and Global Gladiators?" I said, "Yeah, we played it on one of the episodes. It was funny music, you know." And Rob said, "I can't believe we didn't play this one track. The track that plays at the beginning of the game. Well, it's during the logo."
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, "I don't know what that is." He said, "You should just download it right now and take a listen to it." And I did. And all three of us thought it was really funny. So should we just play that right now?
Just play a little bonus shorty.
A little bonus shorty right here. This is just when the logo comes up.
Virgin.
So the game is published by Virgin, I think. And... Virgin Games, but the way they say it, yeah, though.
It's just so mocking.
Yes.
Play that one more time.
Yeah.
Virgin.
That's so weird. It's actually really weird to me that exists in this kind of kids game, you know? That they're kind of mockingly saying virgin like that.
Uh-huh. Because you remember the Jaleco logo, right?
Yeah.
Jaleco. And... if they wanted to show any kind of respect, they would have just said, "Virgin."
Yeah, or just...
"Virgin."
Yeah, virgin.
Virgin, but no. Virgin. Just, hey, you know what you are? You know what you are?
Virgin.
It's outrageous to me. It's actually outrageous to me that it's said it, that they say it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the game is for kids, right? You'd imagine. Global Gladiators, a McDonald's game. You'd imagine it would be for kids. But and actually, I'm wondering whose voice is that? Do you think it's Tommy Tallarico's voice?
Sounds like a lot of different voices.
Well, no, but
voices.
maybe he.
I'm sure. I mean,
maybe he did different voices for it.
Virgin.
It sounds like a lot of the people that bullied me in grade school. It sounds like my eighth grade, all the eighth grade boys in my school when I was growing up.
It's really weird.
This is me walking into class. "Hey guys, what's up?"
Virgin.
That was a teacher.
Yeah, that was the teacher.
Oh man,
it's interesting. Interesting stuff.
There it is.
Okay. Well, anyway, we just thought that was amusing and thought that maybe the listeners would like to hear that. You know,
that'd be a good soundbite for like a game show thing when you lose.
Right. If for some reason, on accident, somebody says a bad word, maybe we'll bleep it out with this thing instead, you know?
So, we're going to go back to Sunday. You know what Sunday's all about, right?
Well, no, we got it. Saint Dragon. Sorry. Say it, do it again, actually. Ask me again.
Man, I can't hear you.
What's ask up? Me again.
What's up? What's up? Oh, well, you know what Sunday's all about.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Mary.
Yeah.
Mary. You know?
Saint Dragon.
Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what Sunday's about, kind of, you know.
Same why is your company that's called that? I mean, right? Like, why is the Virgin Company called that?
Who knows?
Saint Dragon, Area 2. Let's get it.
All right.
Two right there.
It's good. It's a good track.
It's a jam right there.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For all the virgins out there.
I like that right there. That mm-hmm. Play a track here from a Super Famicom game called Battle Tycoon Flash Hiders SFX. So, once again, title of the game is Battle Tycoon Flash Hiders SFX. At first I thought this game was called Flash Riders, you know, but it's Flash Hiders. So, okay, what's a flash hide? What's a hider? You know, is it a skin or is it of an animal or is it somebody who's hiding?
I don't know.
Well, the music is composed by Tadashi Sawashita and Shinji Kawashima. And we're going to hear Map, and this is an elevator jam. So, if we were to do an elevator episode, this would have been on it, but we're not, so I'll use it now. There's some good elevator licks going on in this track. Battle Tycoon Flash Hiders SFX Super Famicom. This is music from Battle Tycoon, Flash Hiders, SFX. Music by Tadashi Sawashita and Shinji Kawashima. This is Map. You know, there's some good elevator
it's
moments
good.
In this. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Dun, dun. We gotta make our way back over to some of those real elevator moments, you know? Mm-hmm.
Great bass work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here comes the elevator part right here. That's so elevator. That dun dun dun. That's elevator as heck. This is a nice little solo here. This is elevator right here. Elevator.
Yeah, there it is.
Listen to that.
Love that.
Yeah. The bass was... Oh, really? That... When it does stuff like that, that's so elevator. You know, when it just goes... Dun, dun, it gets higher. It's just... That's the elevator really going to the top.
I could see, like...
Of the building.
I could see like Spyro Gyro playing this, or not Spyro Gyro, but
Weather Report.
Weather Report, yeah. Something like
totally.
That.
Totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a cool track. That's the elevator right there. That is good. Some good classic, good old fashioned classic elevator music right there.
Yeah. All right. What are you thinking now, Brent?
Let me think. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking to myself, I don't know. You got your glasses on. You trying to see something from a certain perspective?
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Was that what
yes,
you
sir.
Had in mind or what?
A viewpoint.
Yeah, do you have a viewpoint?
I do have a viewpoint.
Is that what you were kind of thinking? Or
I think you need to just... people just need to be their age.
What does that mean?
It means be your age.
What do you mean? 40?
You are how old you are.
40.
So just be your age. Me? Not me.
No, I don't. I'm just saying random people. Random people.
I mean, don't even put that idea in people's heads.
No, for you, I mean, what, 21?
Look, I'm eternally youth. I'm Peter Pan. I'm Raveth Pan over here. Raveth Pan.
Raveth Pan.
So, this song is about being your age.
Okay.
And just not trying to hide it. Just mm-hmm. don't try to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Viewpoint. You already know the game. We played tracks from this game.
Yeah. I know the game. I know the age.
So be your age. Let you do it.
This is Area 3, by the way. Thank you.
be your age. Viewpoint, Sega Genesis. I mean, that's just it's a funky little jam. It's just letting you know. How old you is how old you is. You already know what time it is.
And, yeah. And how... And usually how old you are will determine whether or not you are...
Virgin!
No, I don't know. I don't know. Not really. That doesn't determine how... anything, you know?
Your age. Be your age. Be your age. Be your age.
Hey.
If you're 21, then be 21. If you're 40, not me, then be 40. Not me.
Virgin.
Sorry, I cut you off, though.
No, that's good.
Actually,
gotta be.
You know what? This could work is because it's hard for you to be on beat because, you know, there's a little bit of a delay. What could work is you kind of doing more of a spoken word piece over this, you know? Talk about that. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey. If you are older, then you should act older. Are you hearing me? Because you're not young. But if you are young, then be young. Uh-huh. Because it's all about being your age. Because you know why? You can't spell sage without age. Just like you can't spell aged cheese without age. Be your aged cheese. Whether it's Munster or Parmigiano. Age. Also part of Mage. And Johnny Cage.
I knew it. I saw where that was coming.
Age. Act your age. That's all I'm saying. Youngsters, oldsters, middlesters.
Now do it like this.
Just be who you are.
Go like this. Say something like, when you are 22, you go to, you do this, and there's a rhythm is like this, and then you do the, you know, rhythm like this. The rhythm is like this. You know, the revolution will not be televised. You know, something like that. You know, can you do that?
When you are young, Capri Sun, High C, cartoons, Paw Patrol. But when you are old, Depends. And ensure to make sure you do not do in your under ooze. Act your age, be your age. There it is.
All right.
I like the shout out to Ensure protein drinks.
Looking for that Ensure sponsorship.
All right. Well, yeah. Very good, Rob. Very good. All right. Let's see here. Be your age. I can almost, it's almost kind of catchy as a spoken word piece, you know. Mm-hmm. Be your age. Be your age, you know? All right. We're going to move on to a PC Engine track. This is from a game that we've heard from once before called Honey in the Sky. And this is music by Atsuko Iwanaga. And we're going to hear Altar of Dreams from Honey in the Sky for the PC Engine. Thank you. This is music from Honey in the Sky for the PC Engine. Music by Atsuko Iwanaga. This is called Altar of Dreams.
Yeah. Taking that.
This is that game that had the Sonic thing, right?
Yeah. Okay, one of the tracks sounded like Sonic. Pre-Sonic.
Sure, yeah.
When you said digging that just now, Rob, I thought you said taking that. I'm taking that.
Taking that. That's Puff Daddy style. Take that.
This sounds like a phone right here. Mm-hmm. This sounds like you should
love that trill.
Answer the phone. Now, the beginning doesn't repeat. There's a kind of interesting intro that's a little more kind of, I don't know. Listen to the intro here.
That's almost like a horror style, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of
John Carpenter.
It's kind of more ominous.
Let me hit that one more time.
Yeah.
Let me hit that ominous style one more time.
Yeah. Oops.
It's like some Friday the 13th style right there.
Right.
And Nightmare on Elm Street style.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know who usually survives those kind of movies, right?
Who's that?
Like, the quality of it almost sounds like a disaster piece.
Right.
Oh, man. Nice one. Nice one.
But yeah. Anyway, that's a cool track.
Okay. I think we need to go back. Way back. Warrior of Rome. Part 2. Warrior of Rome. Part 2. Unknown Sound Test 12 is what I'm going for right here. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Warrior of Rome 2, Unknown Sound Test 12.
Mm, yeah, I like it.
It's melancholy, ominous, mysterious.
You and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me just think of I don't know.
Warriors in Rome.
Going into battle with barbarians.
It makes me think of warriors sort of bathing before battle, you know, getting clean. Just thousands of warriors scrubbing. dead skin.
By the way, do you...
Exfoliating.
And part of barber history is knowing the history of shaving.
Uh-huh.
And the Romans were pioneers in shaving. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Oh, so because... this is kind of the soundtrack of them shaving, maybe.
Okay, yeah, it could be. That's actually a really good shaving soundtrack. I think it was... I forget which Caesar... Because, you know, there were lots of Caesars, right?
Little. Or maybe it was... Well, there was the little. Greeks. Yeah, there was little.
Little Caesar? There was little, yeah. Caesar?
Well, there was little. And there was Julius. There was little. There was
salad.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, there was salad.
Romano.
Salad. it might have been the Greeks. Well, one of the warring cultures, they shaved because they found that in battle, people would grab the beards.
Mm. The classic.
So they started shaving.
Classic move. Yeah.
You could just grab, tug on the old beard, beard tug. Get over.
Man, what a cheap shot. They could still grab their hair. How come they didn't shave their heads? Well, I guess they wore helmets, I guess, yeah.
Right. Right. Little. Slow and solid.
Well, there was Julius. There was Little. There was solid. There was also... There was a lot of different Juliuses, too. There was, you know... Oh, Caesar. There was Caesar. Orange. There was Orange.
Oh, man. Yeah, well. Unknown sound test 12. We'll never know.
Oh, I'll try to find out, though. I'm going to try to find out. I'll try to find out. This will be labeled as gameplay, probably, but...
Tomb of the Unknown Sound Test 12. Yeah. Oh man, that's so ridiculous.
Next up, we're going to hear from a Super Famicom game called Coronland. Coronland. C-O-R-O-N. Land. This is music by Tomoyuki Hamada. And we're going to hear Factory. This is music from Coronland. Music by Tomoyuki Hamada. This is Factory. Listen to the snare drum. It goes ch 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 ch. The beginning starts off differently too. It doesn't repeat the beginning. The beginning starts like this. It's funny how there's a couple keyboard slides, you know, just... Listen to the snare drum. It's kind of good there, you know, the drums. They kind of have some fun stuff happening with the drums.
Like that change.
Mm-hmm. I like that sort of thing that's going like this. Let's see. I want to find that thing. That's interesting how it's sharing certain channels. So weird, actually. What a weird track. This is one channel. Isn't that weird?
Weird, yeah.
What a bizarre thing. How bizarre is that?
This is still one?
What?
This is still one channel?
Yeah, this is one channel. Isn't that bizarre?
Funny, yeah, because
it's the switching instruments.
Yeah, it'll be panned, like, yeah, not at the same time as something's in the center.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I like this thing. I mean, it's so weird how it changes instruments all the time. So this whole thing is just put together in this weird puzzle, this jigsaw style.
Yeah, really made kind of the most out of it.
I mean, that's really weird, actually. That's really weird. I'm kind of scared.
I don't know
how
this is possible.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. Kind of scares me, actually. All right, guess what time it is, Rob? Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Gabe's Corner.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's back.
So, Gabe's Corner is back.
That's right.
And... you know, we just thought, okay, you know what? Let's just have a Gabe's Corner every episode. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Gabe seemed to enjoy sharing a track on that one episode and doing a Gabe's Corner last time, so we'll do it again, you know?
That's right.
We'll see how it goes, you know what I mean? You're on probation.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's trial run.
So what do you have in store for us?
All right.
For this episode?
This is actually a game I've been playing a lot recently, trying to beat it on hard mode. This is from Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master. And this is Ida 10,
mm-hmm. Hey.
Which I think is the name of the horse, maybe? This is the horse.
Oh, is that true?
I'm not sure, but this is the horse level, also level 5, but it's level 2 and 5.
Yeah, I think this track, I've been wanting to play this track, I just haven't gotten around to it.
Well, now you won't, because I'm playing it.
Yeah, no, I won't.
So. Composers are Masayuki Nagao, Hirofumi Murasaki, and Morihiko Akiyama. This is Ida 10, Shinobi 3. Ida 10 from Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master.
I think this particular track is by Morihiko Akiyama.
I was going to ask if you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent track.
You know, I was thinking about it. So I maybe beat this like 3 or 4 times in the last week, trying to like get good at it so I can play it on hard.
Uh-huh.
And this is probably my favorite Genesis game.
Oh yeah,
I
really
think so. Yeah,
it's cool. Once you get very familiar with the different moves you can do, you can really do some cool stuff in the game.
What I kind of learned late on is when you do the run slash, how powerful that is. Mm. You can just destroy bosses in like a few hits.
Oh really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I moved on to, I'm playing Shadow Dancer now.
Uh huh.
And I got to the final boss, but I haven't beat it yet. Mm-hmm. It's good, really good.
Hmm.
If you like classic Shinobi, like one hit death. Right here.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
I just, there's certain parts in particular I like that this. There's a part near the end that I like a lot, actually. This is a good track. Mm-hmm. But did they use this track in the intro as well or something like that? Or
I don't think so. I think it's just the horse.
Okay.
And then you come back to it on level
right.
5 where it's all red, you know?
Oh.
It's got those bombs at the bottom.
Oh. There's one part, though, I want to just check out one more time here. This part here. I like this. I like that. How it just goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're hearing little pins, pins dropping. I think that's cool how it just, the melody goes off and then it fades off and then you hear the pins drop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Heavy Nova. Sega Genesis is the name of the system. I would like to go with Training Boss 1-1, please.
Okay, coming right up.
Nova, Sega Genesis. You hear those drums?
Yeah, the tom-toms. And also, the full title of this track is it's Training Boss 1-1 Troll, IZHD310. So I guess this troll,
good troll.
Lives,
he's a good troll.
Lives in the sort of, you know, maybe west side Santa Monica area, perhaps, or Torrance, California. 310. This almost reminds me of a Road Rash a little bit, yeah. Right?
Industrial Road Rash?
Yeah, something like that.
Road Rash? I don't really...
Cyber
really?
Road Rash?
Hey, look. Maybe. Could be.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we're going to hear from a Famicom Disk System game. I mentioned this earlier. I was trying to think of exciting boxing, and I said exciting billiard. But anyway, that's what I'm going to play now is exciting billiard. And we haven't heard from this before on the show before, but from this game even. Exciting billiard, and not exciting billiards. It's exciting billiard. Yeah, just one. And so this is for the Famicom Disk System. Of course, this is another Konami game, part of their exciting series. And we're going to hear Stage 7. And this is music by Atsushi Fujio, which is, if you're familiar with Konami music, you'll be familiar with that name. But yeah, Stage 7 from Exciting Billiard. This is music from Exciting Billiard, composer Atsushi Fujio, and this is Stage 7. And, I mean, this totally sounds Konami, obviously. Mm-hmm. It makes me kind of, it does sound like Exciting Basketball, which, of course, we all know as Double Dribble. And I almost wonder if this was the same, I wonder if it was the same composer, if the Konami just had a certain sound. Now, who did do Double Dribble? Let's look this up, because I'm kind of really curious now. I'm going to look this up real quick. Double Dribble. No, Double Dribble is Miki Higashino, I guess. But gosh, it sounds similar, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Same drums.
Yeah, and what about Blades of Steel? Who did Blades of Steel? Because this kind of almost sounds like Blades of Steel.
I think it sounds more like Blades of Steel, really.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So more like Blades of Steel. And Blades of Steel, that was called Exciting Soccer. I mean, hockey, probably, right?
It was.
Yeah. So, okay. So Blades of Steel has four composers on it, and one of them is Atsushi Fujio.
Yeah.
So who knows, you know? I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. But this does sound kind of like the halftime music from Double Dribble.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, definitely has the Konami sound, which makes me think that, well, I don't know. It makes me kind of think Exciting Boxing was not Konami that developed it. I mean, that it wasn't a Konami composer, maybe. Mm-hmm. It was a human composer, maybe. But one other thing I noticed was, I feel like the last track, Heavy Nova, was in the same key as this. And I just want to do a little bit of a taste test on that, you know? So this is, okay, so check this out. Hold on. This is what Heavy Nova sounded like. I think it's the same key, right? Watch. Okay, and then you go. That's the same key, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Now let's play them together. Well, not this. Okay.
Heavy Billiard.
Heavy Billiard, yeah. Exciting Nova.
Yeah.
Same key.
Yeah.
They both do, and they both actually have a blues progression, kind of, you know? They both do a sort of blues progression, so they're both very similar tracks, and that was not planned. So that's kind of neat.
What is a billiard?
Well, I think it's just pool. I mean, it's not pool, but it's...
But why is it called billiards? Like, what are billiards?
You know? I don't know. It's a totally different game, actually.
That's the one with those kind of like pinball-looking bumpers, right?
I don't know. It's a different game. Yeah. But I think that this that what you play in this game is pool and not billiards. That's kind of neat that they're both kind of have blues progressions and they're both in the same key. That's kind of neat that that happened like that, back to back.
What do you call that? The 12 bar or whatever?
Something like that.
Thinking now, Brent?
Let's see, I sense that you are, you know, I just played a billiard track, so maybe you're interested in something in the same, from the same viewpoint. Something
same,
like that.
Yeah. Same, in the same lane, perhaps.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe I've got
a little something up my sleeve here.
Mm-hmm.
I think ace in the hole.
Look, we can just get a nice little train going here, because we got Heavy Nova, which was a blues progression, and is the same key as Exciting Billiard, and then Exciting Billiard is kind of like what?
Side pocket.
That's
side
right. Pocket. Side pocket. This is all kind of working out, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is all working out.
Now we've got ace in the hole.
Ace in the hole.
Virgin.
Ace in the hole.
Sorry.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best.
Ace in the hole.
So, let's get to it. I got a little ace in the hole.
Okay.
In the hole, side pocket. I've got that ace in the hole. I'm gonna win the snooker tournament. Wait, snooker, is that part of billiards?
I don't know. Snooker? Isn't that a character on the? Wasn't that a fictional character from the Jersey Shore? No, I don't know.
Oh man!
Now you're thinking of JWoww.
Isn't it this that character from the animated show Jersey Shore?
From the docudrama.
Yeah, from the docuseries. Yeah, wasn't that from the critically acclaimed docuseries Jersey Shore?
That was Ken Burns, right?
Yeah, that's a Ken Burns joint, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Isn't that from that investigative piece? Oh yeah, that's Herzog's. Herzog's Jersey Shore.
This is just your upbeat. This is happy right here.
Well, yeah, man. This is ace in the hole.
Everything's all good. Because you got the ace in the hole.
Next up, what's funny?
Thinking about Jersey Shore.
Snooker?
Snooker, yeah.
Next up, we're going to hear from Tough Enough for the Super Nintendo. Man, this is the first...
Jalico.
This is the first domestic track that we're going to hear. Domestically released track we're going to hear from me, on my end. We haven't heard anything... on my end, everything's been Japanese only. All right, so Tough Enough for the Super Nintendo. Composers are Yasuhiko Takeshiba, Suguru Ishida, and that's it, just those two. And we're going to hear Staff Roll. This is music from Tough Enough for the Super Nintendo. Music by Yasuhiko Takeshiba and Suguru Ishida. This is Staff Roll. I like this part a lot right here. This is so good. This is so good right here. It's a cool effect, actually, that sort of... sort of, I don't know, echoey kind of sort of sound, you know? How do they do that?
Just a little staccato notes panning back and forth.
Is that what's going
on? I think it's like two on each side.
Let's just take a closer look
it's like
here.
Left 1-2, right 1-2.
I wonder what that is and how it works.
Oh, it's like each note is panned.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's another. There's two voices, actually.
It sounds like the... ding, ding.
What?
Sounds like it's like left, right, and the last note's in the middle.
Oh, really? Really?
It sounds like it.
Huh. That's a good track. I like it. For a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com of the whole show. Yeah. You can comment there if you like. You can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com. if you'd like to do that.
Or you can always call us 281-SONIC-91. Please text, voicemail, or just call.
And also there's a Facebook page if you're interested in that kind of route. you can go to the iTunes. You can go to iTunes. You can rate and review the show. You don't even have to review. If you want to rate it, just rate it.
Rate it.
Rate it. Bump it up.
Five.
Give it a five-star review. Know.
Five.
If you want. You know.
Go five on it.
Don't do it for us. Do it for these great composers. You know, this great music. Yeah.
And we're just the conductor.
We're just the messengers.
Semiconductor.
We're just the messengers here.
The messenger. Absolutely.
And also, what else? I mean, you can, you know, do other things. You know, you can, you know, go get a haircut if you want at Fisticuts in Portland.
Come get a haircut, play some Street Fighter 2.
Can I text the show?
Text?
Yeah.
You sure can.
Really?
Yes, you can. Sonic 91.
That's 281
Sonic
91.
Sonic. What?
Page us. Age. Back to the age. Page us.
Be your page.
Or visit your web page. Be your web page. LegacyMusicArt.com.
Of course, our engineer is Gabe Castro. Thank you for being here, and thank you for doing that. And Emily Donnelly does our mixtapes. Mixtape compiles all the music from the previous episodes. We're getting close to 100 mixtapes available soon. Yeah. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? That's exciting, Billiard.
Yeah, I'm getting pumped out.
My Billiard
100 mixtapes.
My Billiard's getting very excited. Thank you to, I guess, you know, Trevor Ames for allowing us to do this here, and his hospitality. And I think that's it, right?
There it is.
All right. Oh, I got a question, actually. So, and Gabe's Corner will be back, you know, next month as well. But what do you think that we should do for next month's episode? Should we do another, you know, free play kind of thing? Or should we do, I was thinking to myself, it's been a while since we did a role-playing game episode, you know, RPGs. I mean, that's kind of, and I actually have realized that there actually has been a lack of sort of RPG sounding tracks, you know, orchestral kind of tracks. That might be kind of cool if we do that. Or we could do another Beyond, you know, Beyond the Fourth.
Well, you know, let's do a RPG.
Why let's do RPG, and then maybe after that we do a Beyond again.
RPG.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do another RPG episode, next episode, okay? Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. Are you already kind of...
Oh, I got it. I already got it.
I mean, you know... Oh, really?
Yeah, I already got it.
Okay, wow, you already got it? Wow. Cool. You already got it.
No, I never know.
All
right. I got an idea.
Cool. So check that out for next month. All right. So we'll be closing with... Okay, this is a neat thing we're going to be closing with, actually. This is kind of a unique kind of situation here. Okay, so this is what we're closing with. We're going to close with the... So you know the Super Famicom's the Teleview, right? Mm-hmm. It's this sort of modem situation that you attach to the Super Famicom and...
the Sega channel.
Yeah, right. So similar to the MegaNet. There's a game, it's not really a game, but there's a thing that exists on the thing that you can... where you can access, download, where how do I explain this? There's a virtual town that exists on it, you know, and you go to different places in the town to do stuff. You can download the magazines or download the games and stuff like that or whatever, right?
Doesn't it kind of look like Earthbound?
It does kind of look like Earthbound. So this thing is called BSX, because, broadcast satellite is what BS stands for. And I don't know what the X stands for exactly, but BSX Sore wa Name o Nusumareta Machi no Monogatari. That translates to the story of the town whose name was stolen. So I think there is an actual game that's sort of in this sort of town world situation. And, so that's what I think it's, and anyway, it comes bundled with the Satellaview. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with this. And so this music that we're going to hear is from this game or whatever it is. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And this is the naming screen. So this is the naming screen from PSX, Sore wa Name o Nusumareta Machi no Monogatari. Yeah, the story of the town whose name was stolen. And I don't have a composer for this, but it's probably the Nintendo sound team that someone from the Nintendo sound team composed this. So that's what we'll be closing with. That's kind of a neat track, you know? I mean, kind of something that you wouldn't hear often, mm-hmm. I think. Okay, so that's what we're going to be closing with. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.
Virgin!